What about the MacArthur family? Did he ever settle here?
MacArthur's out in the north. Which MacArthur?
With two of them.
I'm talking about Bill Milford.
Yes, they were out in, they had a place out at Indiantown, I believe, is where they lived. He was killed not too long ago. I think he's the one, and I think they sort of suspicioned that his wife might have had something to do with it. Although she was released, she said the gun went off accidentally. First they said he shot himself, and then she said he was showing her how to use a gun, which she'd bought over a year before. And it's funny, he'd just be showing her how to use the gun then. It's a funny situation. But there's another MacArthur, too, that has bought a lot of property around here and developed it up north of town, up north Palm Beach area. So we have two MacArthurs here.
Do you know the guy the man connected with the milk, does he have ship milk from up north, or does he have his own?
I think he has everything down here. I think he has his own herds, and he probably buys from individuals too, other people that have small herds of cows. I don't think it's ever shipped in from north because it's supposed to be fresh milk. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be.
What would you call it? Call it farm?
Dairy. Dairy farm.
And can you tell me, do you know when the Kennedy family came in?
Yes, they came down here when the children were very young. In the late 20s.
And very often they came
in the early 30s because the older girls, the girls that were older than President Kennedy, some of them, were going to college about the same time my daughter was, Betty. Betty would, she'd come on the train at Christmas, but she'd fly home for a spring vacation. And very often they came on the same plane or went back on the same plane with those girls. And that house was, well, I know they were here before 28 because that house was damaged in that storm. It's right up on the ocean front. And Mr. did the repair work on it. And that was after he'd been ambassador to England, I guess it was. And I know we got quite a kick out of it because after he got all through, he wrote a letter of appreciation. And he still called himself Ambassador Kennedy. He was ex-Ambassador Kennedy. But he still called himself Ambassador Kennedy. So we've not known the family, but known them and known of them for 50 years.
But I have heard of
them. Were there any other, people that had homes down here? Like the Kennedys or the MacArthurs?
Oh, there are lots of them that come down here. I don't know whether I can tell you right offhand now or not. There are people that I never heard of before. A lot of the old-time people are gone now. It's got to be the, I guess they call it the international, the jet set that are here now. And Loy Andersons and Mrs. Stephen Sanford. We have Ambassador Griffiths lives right down the road here, just a few blocks. He was ambassador to Cuba, I believe, for a while.